欢迎来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。今天我们来听一个比较有深度的英语美文，讲的是四句话。这四句话呢，主要讲的是自己和别人的关系。在这四句话当中呢，会反复出现一个单词，就是 regard。在这篇文章当中 ，regard 指的是把什么当做、把什么看作的意思。这四句话呢也比较简单。第一句话就是 to regard you as others， 就是把你当做别人。第二个是 to regard others as you， 把别人当做你。第三个呢是 to regard others as others， 把别人当做别人。第四个呢就不太一样了， to regard you as yourself， 把你当做你自己。这四句话说出来你怎么理解呢？其实见仁见智。文章当中呢给了一种解释，现在呢我们就来听一下这四种解释。在完整听这个文章之前呢，有几个单词需要先学习一下。第一个aspiration， aspiration 指的是渴望、抱负的意思。第二个 ecstatic， ecstatic 狂喜的、入迷的，它的名词会不太一样，读作 ecstasy， ecstasy。 sympathize， sympathize 同情、怜悯、支持。还有 infringe， infringe 指的是侵犯的意思。 The four sentencesA youngster went to visit an old wise man. He asked the wise man, How can I become a person who can make myself and others happy? The wise man looked at him and said, My son, you're one in a thousand to have such an aspiration at this age. I give you four sentences. The first sentence is to regard you as others. Can you explain its meaning? The youngster replied,That is to say, when I feel distressed, regard myself as others so that I will reduce the distress naturally. When I'm ecstatic, regard myself as others, the ecstasy will become placid. The wise man nodded slightly and went on. The second is to regard others as you. The youngster thought for a while and said, In this way, you may truly sympathize with others' misfortune.Understand the other's requirements and give them proper help when they need. The wise man's eyes glowing, he continued. The third is to regard others as others. The boy said, It means that we should fully respect each person's independence and can never infringe their core territory in any case. The wise man laughed. Very well. The fourth is to regard you as yourself.It is too hard for you to understand, so keep it for you to taste it slowly in future.